collar snap. And number 72, Foster. Handsome Foster has a pig skin and he's racing toward Tex goal. Wow, look at that boy tear. I mean, I wish you could look at him tear. 20, 40, 60, 80 yards and he's over. Handsome Foster is scored again for safe. Listen to that crowd. And now while they're lining up to convert, let me tell you something about Albie Handsome Foster, the football hero who is something of a superman. Scholar, athlete, and social lion, this boy is the idol of State College. He never has to ask a girl for a date. They ask him to take them up. He's cornered every available campus on her and is just looking around for something more to achieve. There goes the ball for the extra point. High, high, and straight between the posts. Score and conversion made by Foster, Handsome Foster of State College.
Today's radio play, Publicity, is based on a romantic story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Hello, Albie.
Well, what's the latest dirt, Peggy?
You're still the campus hero, Albie.
And you're still the prettiest toy.
No, handsome. What'll it be today?
Oh, chocolate jigger. I suppose you're a pop-eyed pansy.
I should hope I wouldn't be as unattractive as that.
You couldn't be, Peggy, no matter how you tried.
Oh, that's the old oil. What do you want this time? Here's your jigger.
And here's your petty cash.
Come on,
man. Oh, lady.
Come on,
so long, man.
No fooling, Peggy. I think your ace is up.
Now that we've got that settled, what's the main event on today's card?
Hey, come on, Coach. Don't use up all your sports vocabulary in one sentence. Well, besides wanting a jigger, I'd appreciate a little coaching. And a new game to me.
Coach Peggy Miller puts down the soda counter talk and stands ready to oblige. What's the game?
Well, they wish the leading man part of the senior play on it.
Honest, Albie? Oh, isn't that grand? Congratulations.
Oh, wait a minute. I haven't said I'd tackle it.
Albie, you didn't turn it down.
Well, I said I'd think it over. That's where you come in.
Thinking it over?
No, telling me what to do.
Oh.
Gosh, if this player here was a football, I could handle it. But all that talk to be memorized... I'm scared, Peg.
Listen, Albie. When you play football, you have to learn a lot of signals, don't you?
Sure. How else would we be able to play the game without knowing which formations to use?
You have lots of signal drills, don't you?
You're telling me. Mornings for skull practice, afternoons for field practice.
There, you see? Dramatics are just like football.
Huh?
The lines are just signals for the other players to say their lines. You know, to go from one emotion to another. Like formations. Instead of playing the game, they play the play.
Say, maybe there's some sense to this dramatic business after all.
It's a great honor to be the leading man of a senior play, Albie. The only honor you haven't accepted. Don't spoil your record. Take them all while the taking's good. I'll help you, Albie. I'll coach you.
It's a new game to me, Peggy. But I had a hunch I could depend on your help.
Let me hear you read the first piece.
Okie doke.
Sure.
Let's see. Here it is. Just wait until I see that. Why, hello, Mr. Blake. What are you doing here?
Oh, whoa, whoa. Hold your horses. You'll have enough breath for the speech. Now, let's see. Give me the book.
There you are.
According to the play, you enter the room mad. You see your girl's father in the room, and you're so surprised that you forget to be mad. That's all there is to it.
Sounds pretty complicated to me. You read the speech, Peg.
Okay. Just wait until I see that. Why, hello, Mr. Blake. What are you doing here?
Say, it makes sense when you read it.
You can read it like that if you'll try. Look, Albie. Just before you say your first sentence, think of some football player who took your favorite jersey or somebody who swiped your only tuxedo tie.
Yeah.
Then think of walking into your room up on the hill and seeing Plexi Warren sitting on your bed.
All right. I'll try it. Just wait until I see that...
Good.
Why, hello, Plexi Warren. What are you doing here?
Well, only just because you're thinking of Plexi instead of Mr. Blake, you mustn't change your name.
Oh. Check. You think I could get away with this acting business, Peggy?
Of course you can.
Okay, if you say so. But I'm going to take up all your spare time from now until the night of the play, going over my speeches.
Play's over?
You'll be at the senior ball with the senior play's leading man.
Oh, Albie, you were grand in the play tonight.
Did you think so, Peg?
Oh, I certainly did. I'm terribly proud of you.
I'm glad you are, Peg. It was you who made me the success that I apparently was tonight.
Save that for the interview. It'll look nice and prim.
No, I mean that, Peggy, dear.
I may have helped you a little bit, but when you were up on that stage, you were on your own. You certainly were well nicknamed, Albie. You're the handsomest man that ever walked on a stage. You ought to be in the movies.
You think so, too, huh?
Gee, what other females have said that to you?
No, no female. It was a man.
Gee.
Stop dancing. Come over here.
Why all the mystery, Albie?
Look, just give that the once over.
What's this?
A contract.
Contract? What for?
For the movies.
Albie!
I'm leaving for Hollywood day after tomorrow.
No, honestly?
Uh-huh.
Oh, why, that's grand.
Now, butt me no butt. Sissy, what are you crying for?
I'll miss you, Albie.
No, you won't, Peg.
Yes, I will. Albie.
I know you won't.
Why, you in Hollywood.
With you there, too, how will you miss me?
With me there?
Oh, sure. You didn't think I could get along without you, did you? Tomorrow you'll be Mrs. Albie Foster, wife of the newest movie star.
Oh.
Come on, honey. Let's dance.
Well, how does the newest movie star, Albie Handsome Foster, feel the night before he faces the cameras?
Gosh, Diana, I wish they'd leave out that handsome stuff.
Why, my dear, every steno and shop girl will palp and pant when that name appears outside the local movie house.
You think so?
Just as all of us girls here in Hollywood palp and pant whenever you deign to be seen with it.
Oh, yeah?
You know it, Albie.
Albie? You know, you're the only one out here who calls me that, except...
Except who?
Well, a friend.
Oh.
A friend who knew me when.
Oh. Albie, I'm crazy about you. I'm simply thrilled to death we're going to be in the same picture, your first one, together.
So am I, Diana. Gosh, the times I've sat in a dark theater and watched you.
Really?
And now, tomorrow, I'm going to act with you and hold you in my arms. Gosh.
I can hardly wait. Hey, you're stopping the car. Do you know someone in there?
Yeah. I'll only be a sec. You mind?
Not unless it's another woman.
Oh, kidder. I'll be right out. Don't go away.
How can I when you have the key?
Albie.
Hi, Peggy.
What are you doing out at this time of night? You ought to be in bed. You're facing the cameras in the morning.
Well, I've been to a party. A movie star has to be seen by the right people, you know.
Oh.
Can't pass up an opportunity to make contact. How's everything?
Oh, fine.
See, it's a darn shame we have to keep our marriage a secret until I build up my public.
Oh, that's all right, Albie. That's what the studio ordered. You can't help that.
I know, but I'm sorry I haven't been able to see you more, Peggy, since we came to Hollywood. But you know how it is with publicity stunts and pictures and interviews.
I know how it is.
Well, I got to be dashing along. I just ran in to see how you were and say goodnight.
No, excuse me, Albie. Oh, your feet still look nice out there. Oh, you've got somebody waiting for you.
Yeah. Diana DeVore. I'm driving her home. She's a swell person, Peggy. She thinks I'm going to be great in this picture.
I'll bet she does.
And she's been helping me loads, too.
Coaching you?
No, by introducing me to the right people.
That ought to help you tomorrow, I'm sure.
Now, lay off the sarcasm, Peg. You know as well as I do. Out here, it's not what you know, but who you know.
That may be true in getting a job, Albie, but it isn't when it comes to holding it.
Oh, I don't know about that. If Diana DeVore wants you in one of her pictures, you're in. Her flight of swim is law around the studio.
I think you'll find it's all going to depend on you, yourself. What happens after you get a chance. You know your lines?
Backwards and forwards.
Are you sure you shouldn't be home, resting and running over tomorrow's scene?
Don't be silly, Peg.
Bobby, aren't you the least bit nervous about tomorrow?
Me? No. What's there to it? All I have to do is walk in front of the camera and say my lines.
I hope you'll still feel the same way tomorrow morning.
Well, why won't I? Well, I've got the day. Good night, Peg.
Good luck, Albie.
Well, it's about time. Did the boys have a poker game on?
Oh, was I that long? I'm sorry. I sort of got into a discussion. Well, now where?
Are you serious? Look at the hour and me facing the cameras in the A.M. Home, handsome.
baby on the floor.
Hang it here on number two camera.
Look out for that blonde on the edge. She's a flat light, baby.
I got go on that edge stand up there, ready?
Quiet. Quiet, everybody.
Quiet. Quiet, everybody. Kill him.
All right, we'll try this scene again. Now, please give me something in this, Mr. Vore. I know you can.
I'd be glad to if I had some sort of support, Mr. Von Berger. How some people get contracts is beyond me.
Mr. Foster.
Yes, sir.
Will you please play the scene instead of reciting it? You're working in a super special for the biggest outfit in Hollywood. This isn't a quickie being drowned out by one of the magic lantern companies in poverty row.
Yes, sir. I mean, no, sir.
Now, this is a quarrel scene. Let's have it. Take it big, Mr. Foster. Take it big. Emote. Just don't throw words and stunts at the microphone. And another thing. This is a talking picture. You're being photographed in motion. You're not posing for a snapshot. All right. We'll try it again.
Turn him over. Turn him over. Think him.
There's Tom.
Places, everybody.
Places, everybody.
Camera.
So, you see, Walter, I've got all the publicity I need.
Publicity? So that's why you asked me to take you up. Show you a good time, pretending you were doing me a favor. Well, it looks as though that's just what I've been doing for you.
Cut.
I can't understand what Mr. Foster's saying.
No one can. It seems to be a secret between him and Miss DeVore.
We've taken this scene 19 times now. If we have to take it more than one more, I'll go mad. Of all the leading men in Hollywood, of all the leading men in the world, why did they wish this one on me?
Now, Miss DeVore, don't get yourself all steamed up. Just sit down and relax, Terry. Miss DeVore's chair, please. I'll just rehearse Mr. Foster in this scene. The rest of you can grab a smoke. I'll send for you when we're ready. Now, Mr. Foster.
Now, wait a minute. You listen to me, Mr. Von Berger.
Well, what?
I didn't ask to come out here. You people beg me to, you know. Yes. I'm not used to being bullied and browbeaten. I've got more brains than it takes to do most of the work around here.
Ha! Brains.
Yes, and enough to tell you what you can do with this script, with your picture and my contract.
Bravo! That's the spirit, Albie. Take the scene now, Mr. Von Berger.
Say, what is
Peggy,
this?
Where did you come from?
I'm playing Reggie. Doing atmosphere.
You are?
You don't suppose I'd let you throw yourself into the lion's den without somebody to hold the gun behind you? Take the scene now, please, Mr. Von Berger. While Albie's in the mood.
All right. I'll try anything once.
Take your places. Places, everybody.
No, it's no use, Peg. I can't go through with it.
Albie, remember the day you came into the drugstore and how I coached you for the senior play? This seemed not to be easy. If you can't think of a football situation, remember how Miss DeVore asked you to take her out last night.
What?
She could do you a favor.
Say, who are you?
She did me a favor, all right, Peggy. She's opened my eyes to how much you really mean to me.
Take your place, please.
Oh, me?
Yes, you, miss.
Miss? Miss nothing. This is the missus. And her place is right here in my arms.
Be sure to read the interesting details of what happened when the handsomest man in the senior class married the prettiest co-ed. The story will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It will be found under the title, Too Much Perfection. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.